Secretary Alex Chalk is involved in discussions about speeding up the process of wiping the slate clean for more than 700 caught up in the Horizon scandal. Here's Economic Secretary to the Treasury, Bim Afolami.
The legal redress has been working too slowly. That's why the Lord Chancellor, as head of the justice system, is now working to see if we can accelerate the process so that nobody has a black stain on their record.
Disruption from severe winter weather could continue this week as we're being warned of icy conditions. Scores of people across England are still cleaning up after devastating floods, but there are two yellow warnings for ice in Northern Ireland and the southeast of England. A door plug that burst out of an aeroplane door in mid-air has been found in a teacher's back garden. The Boeing 737 MAX 9 had to make an emergency landing on Friday, shortly after takeoff from Portland in Oregon. The United States has launched its first rocket to the moon since the Apollo missions more than 50 years ago. If it all goes well, it will arrive on the moon on the 23rd of next month and will analyse the thin lunar atmosphere. Space journalist Kate Arkless Gray says it's not just carrying scientific equipment, there's a commercial element too.
They've got 16 customers from 7 different countries, and it's anything from archives and artworks and humanities projects through to some human remains. There's an actual Bitcoin.
There's a new drive to try to cut the number of children regularly skipping school. The government's promising 18 new attendance hubs across 6 regions of England, bringing the total to 32. And finally, and summer blockbuster Oppenheimer was the big winner at the Golden Globes. Christopher Nolan's thriller won in 5 categories, including Best Director and Best Drama Picture. Cillian Murphy got Best Actor for his role in the movie. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today, this Monday, the 8th of January already. 3 degrees, sleet, showers and a moderate breeze for today. That's what it's saying. Looking very overcast in Brentwood at the moment. Chance of some rain at 10 o'clock, about 40%. So it's about 30 to 40% up until 12 o'clock and then it drops down to 25%. So there's a bit hit and miss. We might get a little bit of sleet and snow. We might not.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the breakfast show. You've got me for the next couple of hours with Eat My Brunch. It's Michelle Ward here between 10 and 1. Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything fun? A bit overcast and miserable at the weekend, wasn't it? Now, exciting news for me. On Saturday, I was like, it's a bit cold in here. It's a bit cold in the house. And my boiler has decided to die. So I had somebody come in straight away and I wanted to talk to you about, kind of rates and stuff, okay? Because we all, the problem is when we get somebody to come in to do a job, we go, I'm not paying that. How much is that? That's ridiculous. I could do that myself. You can't. Number one, you probably can't. And number two, as a freelancer as well, I'm self-employed. If I do a gig, I go out for the rate that I feel is appropriate for the amount of work and time I've put into doing singing and also the level of singer that I am, okay? So if I do a wedding or if I'm doing a corporate do, whatever I'm doing, or if I'm doing a pub, then I will charge accordingly, okay? And that's my rate. And it doesn't matter if someone says, oh, that's really expensive. Oh, why are you charging that? You can't. It's like, well, you either want to pay it or go and find somebody else. That's, you know, go and find somebody else. This is what I charge for a really good job. I'm a good singer. And if you want to use somebody else, you can go and find somebody else who'd be cheaper. They might not be as good as me, but that's up to you, you know. And I wouldn't say it in a rude way, but, you know, I would never, I've never had to drop any of my prices for any of that. I'll probably go out too cheap, actually, to be fair. But so I'm saying that on one hand. And on the other hand, I had a plumbing company in at the weekend. Now, normally I research everything really carefully before I let somebody come in, and I didn't on this occasion because I was just in a panic. I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I do have hot water because I've got it's quite an old system, so I've got you know, an immersion upstairs. still got hot water, no radiators are all off. So they came in and they went, oh, this is a really old boiler. And I went, yeah. And then at the end, do you know what he said? He said to me, he said, you need a valve for it. It needs to have a valve fixed on it. And I said, okay, fine. I said, fine. He said, so I'll ring the office. So I had to pay him for that. It's 168 quid to come out, which is fair enough because that's what you have to do. £140 plus, you know, 20%. So it came out. And because you are, you know, if it's something like that, you can't do these things yourself at all. So, and he was a nice guy and everything else. He said, I'll ring the office as a valve, okay? So I'm thinking a valve. And he said, by the way, this is really, really old. And I said, yeah, I know it is. And I said, I've been really lucky. I've not had to change the boiler. And he said, well, to be honest, he said, boilers at this age are like workhorses. They just keep going and going and going. He said, it's the newer ones that you buy last about 15 years. And I went, thanks for that. So anyway, the office came back to me and they said, it would be £595 to change the valve. I was like, what? So I went straight online, had a look at the price. It's a bit like when you get your brake pads done. You know they don't cost very much, but you can't do them. It's the same thing as me doing a gig. A lot of people can sing, so that's why I charge what I charge, and I enjoy doing gigs. It's the career I picked. So it's the same thing. It is the same thing. And at the moment, I've got no heating because I just thought, I can't be bothered. I just can't be bothered. I'm not paying. And also it said that might not fix the problem, so then you might need a new boiler anyway. So I thought, actually, do I want to pay £600 near enough? And then on top of that, it's not going to work and I'll need a new boiler. I was like, nah. And then I read a load of reviews about the company and then went, oh, Michelle. And they had very, very bad reviews. Really bad reviews. So that'll teach me for not investigating. But at the moment, I've got my electric blanket. It's not too cold upstairs, even though it's only 3 degrees today. Yeah, it's fine. If it move around a bit, put a blanket over my legs, I'm fine. So that was my weekend, or part of my weekend anyway. So that was a flying start. But yeah, the thing is, that's the point, is if you're a car mechanic, you charge that amount because you're skilled. If you're a plumber, you're skilled, you charge that amount. And me being a singer, I charge that amount. So it's, you know, can't really complain, although I am complaining. You'll find that I am. I am complaining just a little bit. But, yeah, what can you do? Well, I know what I can do. I can either sit in the cold for the next couple of months and decide what I want to do. Not sit in the cold. I don't think I would be able to do anything myself, you know. I don't want to try and, you know, get into play. It's a skilled job. And there was a shortage. I was saying to somebody about plumbing, actually. I wanted to go into plumbing. And at the time, there was a real shortage of plumbers. So it was a good business and still is a good business to go into. Oh dear, oh dear. There we go. Oh, I've talked all over that. Isn't that terrible? Shall I play some music? I think I better kick off with something lively, shouldn't I? Flo Rida featuring Robin Thicke and Verdine White. I don't like it. I love it.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it. No, I love it. I don't like it. No, I love it.
All out, turn the beat up. Hey, now I'm glad to meet ya. Turn up, girl, blow the speaker. Yeah, think about it now, blow the speaker. I'll speak louder, let's get wild tonight. Billionaire bottles, we just out. I'm like, ain't no problem, all my roads are right. All right, all right. I don't like it, I love it. I got another coming in my budget. I got an Anaconda in my truck fit. Don't push it, don't push it. Cause I'ma hit it till I jackpot. That's right, wax on, baby, wax off. Act right, we can put it on the black card. All night and I'll spend it.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it. No, I love it.
up, the moves up. Yeah, but that crown need a measurement ruler. Celebrate life and I'll pay for it. Like a body nice next to my tongue for it. Yeah, party all right, let's all aboard. Let's all aboard, all aboard. I don't like it, I love it. And the mother girls, they can't touch it. Competition, that's a whole nother subject. I wanna walk it out in public. You a star, baby, just know. Let's go to the mansion or the condo. That's cool, perfect time, gotta let it flow. You know I'm watching it.
I don't like it, I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh, so good it hurts. I don't want it, I gotta, gotta have it. Uh-oh, but I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it, no, I love it.
Tied up like a shoelace. I don't like it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
That is the one and only George Bone, who is doing brilliantly. He's already been on my show twice, and he's doing amazing. He's based in Chelmsford. He is all over the place at the moment. That song is so classy. He's such a good live performer as well. And if you get a chance to go and see him, please do. Just come out to 10:15 on Phoenix FM. Let's go back in time with Madonna. This is What It Feels Like for a Girl.
Girls can wear jeans and cut their hair short, wear shirts and things. It's okay to be a boy, but for a boy to look like a girl is degrading, because you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025, or 2 years interest-free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I did bring in a snack. I should ask you, actually, what the snack is. I can see that there are some after eight mints which have been carefully been generously left by Claire. And you know what? I did have some of these at home. And what I've been doing, although I'm sat there on my own, I'm eating the after eight mints and then putting the papers back in the box, because it used to infuriate my parents when I was growing up. And it used to annoy me as well. There's nothing worse than putting your hand in a box of after eights and you go, and there's little papers there, and it gives the illusion. I don't know why I'm doing it to myself. It gives the illusion the box is full up with after eights, but when you put you're like, there are none left. And then you go, oh, I found one. It's just a box of papers. And I'm doing that to myself. I'm literally eating the after eights, putting all the papers back in the right way. Getting the right way up. I don't know, something not right about me. I think that's pretty whatever. Now, shall we play some new music? I think we should. It's early on in the show, so I thought I would play this one. It's Jungkook with Usher. This is called Standing Next to You. I love this track. I think it's amazing.
Test of time, they can't deny our love. They can't divide us from that pop right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah.
Coast.
Now, lots of people are chatting about the Ricky Gervais special. And I don't know if you've seen it on Netflix. I watched it, you know, and I do you know what? I don't want to say anything. I never like to say anything negative about anyone because Ricky Gervais is incredible. I love Ricky Gervais. I think his extras was amazing. I didn't really watch The Office. I watched a few and it made me cringe. It was so funny because it reminded me of me. I felt of me being a manager when I was a manager in office, and that's why it was so brilliant, because all the things that that guy did that were things that I did, even, I think even picking up the guitar and singing, just dreadful. But it made me laugh, but I can't. It just, it makes me cringe watching it, but it is hilariously funny. Afterlife, I thought was absolutely fantastic, and I loved Extras. It was just it was brilliant, and I liked his other two specials. I really laughed because he goes out there on a limb. He's quite untouchable. Any other comics do what he did probably would be shut down straight away, but he's so powerful that he's almost godlike, and he's an atheist, but isn't that weird? He's almost godlike in comedy. But Steve online has said, I wasn't really very impressed 20 minutes in, and I'm turning it off. And then somebody called Trevor said, everyone I know bar you thought it was hilarious. Wasn't that funny? And I thought, actually, I'm going to join in with this. I don't normally get involved because I've said I do somewhat agree with I love Ricky Gervais, don't get me wrong, but I do agree somewhat with Steve. There were longer gaps in this one, I felt. So it's still really funny, but there was longer gaps. The other two were a bit more punchy. So that's all. That's all. But it's still the number one comedy. I watched the, was it the Dave Chappelle one, which was really funny. That was way out there, and I love that. But yeah, I mean, Ricky, you can't touch Ricky Gervais. Do you know what I mean? he's on another level of comedy. He's on another level, and all the stuff he's done and everything else. And it's like, this is a number one, you know, it's number one. I watched it, and even, if I didn't like Ricky Gervais, which is not the case, I would, I would probably still watch it because you want to see what all the fuss is about. For me, I still laughed. I still thought the other two, I preferred the middle one. I think he did the middle kind of special on Netflix because he's done three. That one I can watch over and over again, and it makes me really laugh. This one, yeah, not as much as what I'm saying is, didn't make me laugh as much as the other one. That was all. But so what? I mean, well, I can say that without feeling bad. It's not like he's going to be listening to this show. He's still an incredible talent. I mean, all that writing and everything else he does. And I loved him when he did the Emmys. I know they've had the Emmys last night and everyone's saying bring back Ricky Gervais because it's so awful. Nobody wants to watch the, you know, the awards ceremony without him there. And I remember watching that when he was on there. And you know when you sit there and you go, oh, no, oh, no. And then it panned around and I think you saw, like, all these celebrities just looking in horror as he basically just ripped apart Hollywood and the way that people are and their lives and everything else. And I remember just sitting there going, oh, I mean, you should watch it if you've never seen it. It pans around to Tom Hanks, who's just sat there just staring. Because don't forget, a lot of these A-listers don't have people. Everybody's always, to their faces, incredibly nice and incredibly, oh, yes, what can I do for? That's amazing, you know? Until you're on your way down, I think, and then you don't get that so much. Not that we're ever going to find out, but anyway, yeah. What did you think? Have you watched the Ricky Gervais? What did you think about the one on Netflix? Let me know. You can email radio@phoenixfm.com, but you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. Look for Michelle Ward Music or Eat My Brunch, and you can send me a little voice note as well. Let me know what you thought. It's not. I'm not doing a pile on hate. I don't like all that. I'm not. I'm a positive person. I don't like bullying in the media and all that stuff. It's horrible. But yeah, let me know. I'm going to stick up for Steve because I kind of agree and I don't think it's right. I didn't like Trevor saying, everyone I know but you thought it was hilarious. Wasn't that funny? Like, just being, ugh. Here's Ollie Mears.
Dear darling, please excuse my writing. I can stop my hands from shaking because I'm cold and I don't tonight. Sweet, we tried.
10:36, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Now, this morning as I was coming in, M25 was absolutely fine. But as you get to the Brook Street roundabout and head down, you've got those temporary traffic lights on the A1023 London Road at Spittle Lane. So what I did is I turned off, which just after the Brook Street roundabout, which I'm going to tell you the lane, Wigglybush Lane. You can't go down Weald Road at the moment because there's flooding. So I just headed up a little bit further and then sort of went up and cut down the next road along just to let you know. So there you go. So you can actually, yeah, Weald Parkway is the one, sorry, that I think is actually shut. And then I just carried up Wigglybush Lane and then I went down Weald Road, sorry, and then back round towards Doddinghurst Road that way, because there is a bit of congestion there because of those temporary traffic lights in both directions. Up to Wilson's Corner, that's looking fine. No issues there. A bit busy around Hutton Road and Shenfield Station. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside at the moment, you've got a clear run. There is congestion on the A1090 Purfleet Bypass both ways at London Road. That is IT issues at the docks. M25 Junction 31 roundabout at Lakeside, so just be aware. If you're heading up towards Chelmsford, again, you've got a clear run. Just the roadworks, road resurfacing works between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there is a 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction there. Road closed due to water work on Deadman's Lane, both ways on the A1009 Beehive Lane to Gallywood Road. Well, that was a bit of a mouthful, wasn't it? lots of things going on there. Yeah, I do see. The thing is, that lane I cut down this morning, and then as I was driving, because there's all those lanes around there, quite narrow in places, aren't they? And there was a car coming towards me, so I pulled over and I went straight down into a great gouge out of the road, very slowly, luckily enough, because I've done a couple of tyres on those sort of roads around Longa, the back roads, and I went down into this like dip, and I was, oh no. So I drove off very, very slowly, because that road is actually, you've got flooding on that road. Don't try and do that. I mean, I did do it the other day, and it wasn't so bad, but they've actually shut it now, and that is Weald Park Way. It should be that road, just as you go over, come off the Brook Street roundabout, and then the first sort of turning on the left, I think that's the correct road, and it is actually broke. It's actually flooded. So if you go down Wigglybush Lane and then turn onto Weald Road, you should be fine. But yeah, it's, I thought there was a couple of cars just floating along. And the other day, you see, I went through it okay, because it wasn't too bad. Luckily I wasn't in the Mini, otherwise I'd be floating away somewhere else. Right, I don't know if he's listening out there, but I think I'm going to, but he might be listening, who knows. He should be my guest this week along with Amy Rose. But this is Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose, and this is called Distance.
Bring it back tonight, 'cause I caught you mine. I know every time something happens in the sky. Bring it back tonight, 'cause I caught you mine. I know every lie. I've been on this path to you. Don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been on my own. Dance to the crowd, still fine.
gorgeous. Oh, I love that. I don't know if you describe that as neo. I don't know. I'm really rubbish at getting genres correct. I know that Trust the Doc, Neil March, is amazing. He knows. I say to him, "What is this genre?" And he goes, "Oh, that's a genre. That's the one you mean." I get very confused. I'd love to be more descriptive when I get music, but I just love it. Or that's it, really, for me. When I get independent music in, I love it and I get enthusiastic about it. But I'm not very good at... I'm a musician, again, but I'm really bad at describing. But I think, would you say that's neo-soul? If you know, let me know, because I'm hopeless. This is not neo-soul, this is pop. Here's Bananarama with Feel the Love.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
You might have seen Fool Me Once, which is on Netflix. If you haven't got Netflix, you won't know what I'm talking about. I follow Harlan Coben, who is a writer, and I love his work. And he's absolutely brilliant. absolutely brilliant. He's got this amazing series called For Me Once. I've read the book, and I actually forgot. It's weird with this. I've read the book, and I've forgotten about the storyline. So when I was watching it, well, kind of bits of it came back to me. I was like, oh, yeah, it's really good. Joan Alumni's got one of the best lines in it ever, which it's all over socials at the moment. I can't say it because it does involve a swear word. But if you get a chance to watch it, it was a good little bit of watching. Goosebumps as well on Disney, if you've got that. I've watched that recently too. Really enjoyed that. That's more aimed at, I kind of thought a sort of older teenage market, young adult. But I really enjoyed it. It was really, really good and a little bit spooky. I think it's got Justin Long is one of the main characters, and I like him anyway. So, yeah, it's a good little bit of TV at the moment. I did rewatch Fight Club a couple of weeks ago as well, which is one of my favourite films. I think I've got a top 10 of films, and it'd have to be in the top 10. If you've never seen Fight Club, it is really good. It has Brad Pitt in it, Helena Bonham Carter, and I've forgotten the other guy's name, who's brilliant in it, but I can't remember. But it is a very, very good film, and it kind of catches you out a little bit. But I won't give it away. If you've not seen it, you should. Edward Norton is the other actor in it. It's just a little bit out there, and I quite like films like that. Keep you entertained. Right, what's coming up next? I think I will end this hour with... should I play some Sheryl Crow? Yeah. I'll be back with more after the news, plus we've got more new music as well. Loads more coming up on Phoenix FM, Eat My Brunch. He's got a smile. We'll be right back.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm, tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10pm, on Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.